mentioned head cheese. Did your mother ever put cornmeal in the juice from head cheese?
You mean to make scrapple?
Uh-huh.
No.
How'd you know about scrapple?
Oh, I get around.
Well, what do you call the part of the pig's head? I'll show you one by
snout. Hand.
No, the part that's down here around his...
Jowls.
Uh-huh. And if you keep meat too long and it begins to smell, you say, what has happened?
It's rancid.
Uh-huh. How about butter when that begins to smell?
Oh, I guess butter is rancid and meat is spoiled. Wouldn't it?
I've heard it used.
However, pork does get rancid.
It's not dismal when you've got that around. Particularly dismal when you have to eat it. Any special term for milk that's just turning sour?
Clabber?
Well,
no. That wouldn't be right. There is a term. But I don't remember.
Blinky at all for me?
Blinky. Blinky. Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned clabber. What is that?
That's when it's soured and it begins to curdle.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and it separates. Uh-huh. And globules separate and you put it in a sieve at the water drain off and make cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
Skim the cream off usually.
Is cottage cheese ever called anything else?
Not here, then.
I'm eager to get into Kingfisher. I've got
some Germans.
Yeah, we'll find out if there are Syracuse people around here.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't call it that here.
Did you find that in Indiana?
Well, we were in Pennsylvania for a while. No, I don't remember it in Indiana at all.
Oh, in Pennsylvania.
But we were in Pennsylvania for a month or so and went to the markets, Pennsylvania Dutch.
Did you hear them say that, the radishes are all?
They said some things. I didn't know what they were talking about. You'd be better to go up there and talk to them.
You have to have it explained. Must have a lot of their set
the
of
horse after the gate went.
Oh, the cow had some hay.
Yeah, and the squirrel climbed the tree up and jumped the top on it. Yeah.
There are some Amish people around Haskell.
It's always a temptation for me to go find these people and talk to them. But I have to curb it because it seems to be so much fun to talk to these old, tightly integrated settlements. But yet it's not representative.
No, because they haven't really mingled with the rest of us.
Of course, you know you have two different areas in the state.
Indeed.
Two distinct areas.
Yeah, I can't define them too well yet, though.
We're a mixture of a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
classes and people and...
It doesn't really break.
Our environment, too, has a lot to do with how we talk.
There's a break between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. It's somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a north-south break.
Mm-hmm. There's a north-south. I'm not sure about the east-west.
Not particularly.
I think there is one.
There's a little Dixie area.
Yeah, I have to get down in there. I expect I'm going to run into difficulty. I hope not.
No, I don't think you will if you do a little research before you go.
I'll try to work through my county agent. Good OSU, man.
Mm-hmm. That would be the wise thing I believe to do.
I found that these men know their communities quite well. They know their county well.
Yes.
If I tell them what they want or what I want, they can usually direct me pretty closely. But when I get in the city, I'm south. They can't help me too much. Unless they
can help you in the larger cities, too.
Yeah. I guess probably they can.